y'all, Shannon Morse here from ThreatWire, bringing you a security and privacy story straight from ThreatWire headquarters. IBM's cybersecurity team, which is called X-Force Red, recently published details of an investigation they did into five visitor management systems. Visitor management systems are supposed to replace security guards or reception desks, or add to them, to speed up the process of allowing people access to a building by using IoT. Since these systems are connected, though, that also means they are susceptible to being hacked. X-Force Red, and most notably, two of their interns named Hannah Robbins and Scott Brink, found 19 total zero-day vulnerabilities in five different devices that they studied, which are offered by different companies. The products are called the Jolly Technologies Lobby Track Desktop, the HID Global's Easy Lobby Solo, Threshold Security's eVisitor Pass, Envoy's Envoy Passport, and the Receptionist. Just to list off a few of the security vulnerabilities that they found, these included information disclosure vulnerabilities, default admin credentials, privilege escalation bugs, and data leakage of info on visitors, like their driver license numbers, their social security numbers, and their full names. Aside from stealing data, an attacker could also use these devices to gain access to a building along with social engineering. They could do recon on reoccurring visitors. They could print fake badges or commit identity theft. And while you may run across one that is not connected from time to time, these also pose a risk as they are physically accessible by visitors and could be used as a pivot point for a network. Of all of them, LobbyTrack had the most issues, with 7 total CVEs. The Receptionist had the least, with only 1, and all of these were disclosed and CVEs are issued before the research was posted publicly. Each of the vendors is or has already issued patches, and in the future, vendors should consider these techniques and strengthen their admin credentials, encrypt data, and harden access to the device by not connecting them to a network or isolating them from other devices. If you enjoyed this story, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/HAK5 and patreon.com/ThreatWire, where you can get exclusive access to my Discord server. It's totally poppin'. It's really fun. And thanks to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on security and privacy news every single week. I'll see you soon.